You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Bechorot, brought to you Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Yud Gimel. We're holding a Daily Mishnah close to the top. Lo ratza lifdoto, so as we said earlier when we quoted this Mishnah, look, if you don't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pidyon, so then you have a Mitzvah to do Arifa, or Fo Miachorav, you use a butcher knife, break its neck from behind, and then Kovro, apparently you have to bury it. Again, as we spoke about yesterday, implications are that it's Osir Bahana'ah. Mitzvat HaBitiyah Kodemet Mitzvat HaRifa. But the Torah prefers that you first do Bidiyah. It's only in Lotiv there, as the Pasuk says. Then Va'arafto. The same thing is true about Yi'ud, somebody who buys an Oma Ivriya. So the Torah speaks about the rights of the purchase to be used as Kiddushin money. And that's a mitzvah, that the owner, instead of using her as a Shifcha, should make her into a real wife. That's where we then learn the din of Shirak, Sutel, Matan, so on. So mitzvah Yi'ida comes before the mitzvah of allowing her to be Poda herself. And therefore, there too it says, Asher lo ya'ada, only if the Adain had not taken her either for himself or for his son, then ve'evda, then she should be allowed to be paid to herself, bigira on kesef, it has to deduct the money that was already paid. Same thing is true about the relationship of yibum to chalitza. Mitzvat ha-yibum kodemet lechalitza. The Torah wants us first to do the mitzvah of yibum. But this actually is only in the olden days, Rishona. Shayumit kavnim l'shem mitzvah. These were at the times when people were mechavin l'shem mitzvah, and therefore were really being mekayim the mitzvah and were being rochek from an avera. But nowadays, when everything is about money or about sex, so then there's no kiyum of the mitzvahs. Tana obviously holds that someone who's miyabim with is not a shem mitzvah, it's ki'ilu paga be'erva. And therefore, in this particular case, the improper kavana means it's not what you're supposed to do, because every yibum, by definition, involves an iser erva, and you're going to end up being pogea be'erva. So then, nowadays, when we're not having the shem mitzvah, mitzvah chalitza is kodemet the mitzvah yibum. The truth is, we don't pass it like that. But nonetheless, that has remained the hanhaga. In normal hanhagas, we don't do yibum except in cases where chalitza, for whatever reason, is impossible, and then this woman would be forever asura.
This is not really at all the approach with.
No. Mitzvat ha-gu'ula be'adon, hu kodem l'chol adam. We also have another question that is similar to the general din of pidyon. You'll note that over here we've spoken about pidyon in terms of petach hamor, in terms of yiud, and in terms of this chalitz and yibum also is very similar to the concept of gu'ula and pidyon. That's why it's here. And gu'ula be'adon is basically a din in pidyon. Somebody went and gave a item, even a behemoth, the behemoth tmeya, to the bedek habayim. So over there, the pidyon is called gu'ula. It comes into part of the imlo yigal. So the odain, because of the fact, as we'll see in Erechim, that it's because of the fact that he has to add the additional 20%, his mosiyah, chomesh, because of that, hegdesh is marviyah, if he's the one that does the pidyon. Therefore, the mitzvah l'chatchila is that he should be the one that's paid, and he is kaidim l'chol adam. Not that he has a mitzvah the way he has a mitzvah to do the pidyon of the petach hamor. What it simply means is that if you have two people that come, one who is the adon comes to the gizbar to be paid, and one who is somebody else, then the gizbar is ma'adif kaidim l'chol adam because he pays more. Simple as that. We'll see in Erechim that there's actually interesting cases where we'll force him to add a little bit more, and he should be the one that's most to do the gizbar, but that's not for us to be here. But there too, it says, v'imlo yigal, if the Adon didn't do the mitzvah of Gidgeula, which is pidyon, of Berek Habayit, then v'nim kar berk, hadron alach halokeach, ubar chamoro, boli,
kok te heide kemishner, abri heide, fontan,
yeah, boy, oh boy, Zrizim Magdimin. Halokeach ubar parato shelovid kochavim, v'amocher lo, We are starting, obviously, an entirely new topic here. We're now talking about something that parallels exactly the opening mission of the Masechta, except that the opening mitzvah of the Masechta was talking about the din of a goy's ownership in a behemoth tmeah, which is talking about kedushat damim, not kedushat haguf. And we have exactly the same questions there that we raise in our Mishnah. The question of, are you allowed to? The question of who owns the mother, who owns the uber? The question of whether Kabbalah is the same thing as Mithira. And so the Gemara is going to ask, why in the world we began with a Mishnah about Petach Hamor if we have all of these issues going to be brought up with the real din of Bechor, which is Kedushat Haguf? You'd think that that ought to come first, because that's a higher level of Kedusha that the Gemara will talk about. But in any event, let's once again touch upon the same questions that we touched upon earlier. And here, halukev ubar parato shalovet kochavim hamokherlo. So if somebody purchases the rights to an uber while it is still an embryo inside of a kosher animal of a para of the obik kochavim, or someone who owns a para and sells the embryo to the Oved Kochavim now over here, that he's not allowed to do. Avo Bishenor Shai, he's not supposed to do that because you're not allowed to sell a Behemah Gasa to an Oved Kochavim. But if he did it, the Mechira is Chal. And for that matter, a Shituf with a Goy, Hamishtateflo, which is not a complete sale, it's only a partial sale, Vahamekabel Mimenu, somebody who is working in return, he's taking care of the goy's para, in return for a share in the vladot. Or, for that matter, he owns the para, but he gives the para out to the goy to be the one who cares for it on the farm in exchange for part of the vladot, anotenlo bekabalah. In all of these cases, since we have a yad akum be'emtza, it's patur min ha-bechora. Shineamar, because the Torah stresses, ki li kol bechor b'yisro, it says, mi'adam ha-behima. So bechor b'yisro is only b'yisro, lavalo ba'achiri. Now, as opposed to the first Mishnah, where over there the halacha was that Kohanim and Leviim are potter from Petach Hamor, because they were pottering even other people. Oshke, they potter their own. When it comes to Petach, Bechor of the Behema Tehira, over there, HaKohanim HaLevim Chayavim. In this case, they would be Chayav. Lo Nifteru Mi Bechor Behema Tehira Ela Mi Pidin HaBen Umi Petach Hamor. The only Ptur that we found in the Midbar was the exchange of the Bechorot Adam and the exchange of the Behemat HaLevim Tachat Behemtam for Petach Hamor. But we never saw that the Torah in any way takes away Kedushat HaBechor Kedushat Haguf from a Kohen and a Levi. I mean, they don't have to give it to anybody else, but they still have to bring it to the Mizbeah. And it has the din of the Bechor, same as a Kedushat Rechem of Yisrael. Now, can you explain the order of this Masechta, asks the Gemara. How come, my ayir the tani uber chamoro bereisha? Why do we open up the Masechta with basically the same Mishnah, halokech uber chamoro shalovet kochavim, and then wait all the way until we get to the second parak to start discussing v'hoda tani ubar parato? Does it make more sense to start with the more chamur din of bechor, the greater kedusha bechor, which is, of course, ubar parato? So litne bereish ubar parato, because I mean, ubar parato is kedushat haguf, it's rather than mizbeach. It has a true level of kedusha, not just a value. Doesn't that come first, the kedushat hagufu? And then in the later parakim, start talking about what the din would be of ubar chamoro, which after all is only kedushat amimu. So in Eretz Yisrael, they said, there's two possible explanations. You could say that the reason is because of what Rabbi Chanina was quoted before, in the whole discussion he had with Rabbi Eliezer, because it's Chaviv. So Chaviv will get a Rabbi Chanina, because in the end, Rabbi Eliezer had to admit that Petach Hamor is special because the Chamorim were active in Yitziat Mitzrayim. They helped Bnei Yisrael to be Motzi, the Bizatz Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim. Because of that, there's a special Chavivut to the Yitziah. We mentioned it first. Or could be one of the rules of structuring a Masechta is deal with the simple stuff first. See, Boyetema, that might be the reason here too. I did the Zutra Mila. Look, there's not very much to discuss about the Dinim of the Behemah Tmeah. There's so many halachas when it comes to Bechor, about Mumin, Kayanim, and what is considered to be that's very complicated. So let's first finish up the simple things. And Pasik Vishadila. We should potter it up, as Rabbanah has hummed for us today. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Omer Ish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Oshai. When it comes to the kinyan, we never discussed really what defines a lokeach. I mean, is lokeach an agreement, a verbal agreement, a kinyan with money? Is it an act of mishicha? We actually take it. Does it have to be literally in your rishus before it potters you for bechor? Or b'chayev you in bechor, as the case may be? We never discussed this in terms of Petra Chamor. Here we get to the issue of what do we mean by hakoneh. So Rish Lakish said, Mishum Rabbi Oshaya, if Yisrael gives money, just gives money, to, and it doesn't do a Mashiach, so he's Natan Ma'ot Lovet Kochavim for his Behemah, we follow Dinehem. Now what that means we're going to see later on, but we follow the Dinim that would have applied to Ovdei Kochavim, and therefore, even though you didn't do a Mashiach, Af Al Pi Shalom Mashach, the Kenyan is a good Kenyan, and the Yisrael is the one who now owns the behema, and it's Chayevet Bivachora. The Oved Kochavim, who gave money to buy a behema from Yisrael, Shnatan Mot Yisrael Bivahemto, and also is not Mashach. The din there too is that we follow Dinehem, to be defined later what that means, and therefore Afo Pishalo Mashach Iskana, and he potters Minah Bechora. Now, let's try to understand that, says the Gemara. You said, Yisrael shenatan ma'ot lovet kochavim, we follow dinehem, and afa pishalo mashach kana, and therefore it's chayav v'bechor, because this is a good kinyan. What exactly did you mean with the word, do we mean with the dinehem? So, do we mean dinehem, in other words, defining the way that the Torah gives us a kinyan? We don't have any specific makor for mamon, but we do have a makor for how to deal with the actual body of a goy. You can buy a goy in the sugya of an eved kenani. So there we have a makor in the Torah for how to be kena an actual goy, and maybe that's what it means. Follow dinehem, meaning the actual din that would have been chal on the goof of an eved kochavim. And apply that. Apply the implications of that. So now, is that what it means? In the name of B'dinehem, that it's of Gufe. And you would say, a kal v'chor. We know that you can be kena an evet knani with kesef. How do we know that? That we know many writer. Because it says beferish about the din of an evet knani. V'itnachaltem otam levnechem acharechem l'reshet achuza. This is the famous makor, that an evet is hukash l'karkaot. So if karka, we have the whole sugya that we learn that karka can be nikna bekesef, bishtar, ubechazaka. So this means he kisho hakatuv lachuza. The Torah says that an eved kenani is the equivalent of karka, just like karka, ma'achuza, is niknet bekesef, bishtar, ubechazaka. And this is exactly the din of nachala. Treat it like property, real property. Af Eved Kenani is Nikna Bekesef. So learn from here that the goof is Kanui, therefore we have a Kal V'Chomer. If the Torah says you could be Kena the very self of a goy with Momay, Kesef, Kol Shekein, the mere property of an Akum, should be Nikna B'Diorayta with Kesef. And if therefore, if you were Kena the Momay, you were Kena Momaynay B'Kesef, so then B'Diorayta, you are the owner of this Behema, and it's Chayav and Bechor. Or vice versa. So then I should say Mamanolo Koshikenu, but that doesn't really make sense, because if that's what you mean and that's the Mekor, then you should even be able to write a Shtar or a Chazaka. And there is no din of Shtar or Chazaka of Maman. So why not make the same exact Kavachomer? If you could be Kaina his body with a Chazaka, Koshken, you could be Kaina his behemoth with a Chazaka. Did anybody ever suggest such a thing? Not to mention that we know that this isn't even true. This Kal V'Chomer something is wrong with, because a Yisrael who buys an Eved Ivri, so he also would have exactly the same halacha, and the Kal V'Chomer doesn't follow. Yisrael mi Yisrael yochichu, or yochia, where over there the din is, your kene gufe bekesef. And nonetheless, mamono, you require b'mishicha. We know that kesef miknato is a din in kenyan kesef. Where you buy an Eved Ivri, you're supposed to give a law for pidyon kesef miknato. That means that there's a kinyan of kesef. But we know that the halacha is in order to be kinyan from Yisrael. You need to do mishicha. If you didn't do mishicha, it isn't a kinyan. Now, obviously, This depends on whether we hold midiraita Mashiach Eskeina, or it's only takana derabbanan that Mashiach Eskeina, because of Shelo Yomar Nisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. But all of this we're going to get into later. Right now, we're taking everything on its surface level. We're not getting into the question of what would be the Ikar Adin and what is the takana. So therefore, this would not be a very good explanation of Reb Hoshaya. I mean, he said, B'dinayim, to come to teach me something. I thought that it meant, oh, wow, that's great, B'dinayim, indeed, dinam shogufa becomes the makor of the dinam mamayim, and he's explaining how the Mishnah would work in terms of kinyan. But now I see that Kavah Gomer doesn't make any sense. It's got to be a better explanation. Ela, Omar Abaye, no, it's not referring to dinayim, the din of their guf. It means b'dinayim, directly the din that the Torah speaks about their moment. Where does the Torah ever speak about the moment? Well, it doesn't, but it speaks about how to make a kinyan from another Jew. And there it says, and that's the makor of Mishicha, v'chitim krum mimkar la'amitecha. You're selling something to your friend, meaning that he's shomer mitzvot kamocha. He's a ben brit. O kano miyad amitecha. Now, when you say kano miyad amitecha, what is miyad amitecha? Miyad amitecha means something that you pass miyad liyad. So, in other words, the Torah is implying that there's a formal act of acquisition, which is miyad liyad, and that's Mashiach. But it stresses, where is it miyad? When you're taking it from amitecha, you're taking it from a Jew. But if you would be making a purchase from a goy, then not. So then what? Then the money. So is miyad amitecha the only thing that seals the deal is the act of a formal mishicha. There it's b'mishicha. But not miyad ovei kochavim. Miyad ovei kochavim, the only issue is money. Maybe not. Maybe by ovei kochavim, the Torah is coming to say, there is no kinyan. There's no such thing as a kinyan. The only thing that defines is whose rishus is it in. Remember that kinyan creates ownership without its really being yours in any sense of the actual physical reality of it being yours. It may be in Timbuktu. You can make a kinyan over here and it becomes yours. Maybe that's not shaykh by an akum. By an akum, you want to buy something. Either it's in your rishus, then it's pater mibachor. Maybe there's no such thing as a formal acquisition that would make it a behemas yisrael to be pater from bachor. Who's to say that the Torah is telling you, no, you don't need mashiach, money is enough. Look at it the opposite way. Nothing is enough.
No representative.
No, only the reality of present. No such thing as a symbolic act that achieves a kinyan. So maybe a bovik or gomim klolo. No, you see, that you can't possibly say. For that, we do have a kal v'chomer. Because lo sakadaita, that shouldn't cross your mind. If the Torah has given you a modality, a formal acquisition of his body, so kol shekein formal acquisition helps for mere extensions of the body, which are the concept of mammon, the ownership in which a person can be seen as connected to items. I mean, if you can get the whole Monty with just a formal acquisition, kol shekein, you should be able to acquire a mere extension.
Exactly.
His things, his mammon, kol shekein, there has to be some way to be doing it. That's the point. So im gufo koneh, there's got to be a way to be koneh mammon. So therefore, we know the pasuk can't be saying, no, there's nothing to do. It's got to be saying there's something to do. So it's telling me, okay, but not Mashiach. Okay, it's about kesef. Well, wait a minute. Maybe what it's saying is, when it comes to formal acquisition from a goy, the Mashiach isn't enough, and you also need kesef. Maybe that's the point. So you should need to have paid and then done the Mashiach. The Mashiach alone is insufficient. Nah, come on. I mean, if you can get the actual goof of the goy with one kinyan, ba'akat, so I'm going to need more for a formal acquisition of momono. That also doesn't make sense. Momono b'shtayim. Okay, but maybe what the point is, that what the Torah is saying is, listen, if it's coming to change the rishus of Yisrael, so then you have to do an actual act of drawing it into yourself. To remove it from an akum, you don't need to do that act. He has a lesser presence in terms of his moment. And therefore, you have a choice. Obviously, if you do Mashiach, that's good enough. But over there, by an akum, you could also use mammon. Maybe that's what it means. So you have the option, obaha, obaha. But why are you making it only mammon? I mean, that didn't follow the only mama, says the Gemara. No, it does follow. Because, look, that's what Rav Hoshaya was saying, I believe. He was trying to point out that it's bedinehem, meaning the way that the Torah defines amitecha is meant to be the mirror image of the way it defines the akum. So that means if by amitecha there's one kinyan, which is mashicha, then by a goy, there cannot be that kinyan. There's only one kinyan, which is not Mashiach. And that kinyan is Mammon. So, afo vet kochavim nami b'chada. Okay, all right. That part follows. Let me understand the next part. The next part that we said was in Braita Amar, and a goy who bought something from Yisrael by giving money to him, then we've also followed Dinehem. And the halacha is that even though he didn't do Mashiach, he was Kena, and he takes off the chiyav. Even though we're dealing with the Diaraita, it can't just be some kind of a loose Gezerah over here. He was actually Kena, and he potters this animal, Menabachera, and he owns it entirely. So what do we mean here when we say Bidinehem? My Bidinehem. Now, there's got to be something that indicates here that when you're buying from Yisrael, you as an Akum, are buying from Yisrael, you can buy from Yisrael with just simply Mammon. Where do we know that? Do we mean in this case bedinehem? Meaning, we can figure out that a goy can be kena by giving money from the fact that he can be kena dinehem of the actual body of Yisrael. Because we do have a whole parsha in the Torah that discusses the purchase of a goy, of an eved Ivri. And that's also in the parsha of Geula that we force the goy to allow us to buy him back. And over there we say mikesev miknato, to take off from whatever it is that he paid for the kinyan. So you see from there that im kavachomer, therefore. In other words, dinam de gufe. Because we'll say mishum dati be kavachomer, right? We'll say im gufo shel Yisrael kani. If he's able to actually buy an eved Ivri, so he can buy a Jew. And that he can do with kesef. And that's a beferish or pasuk in the Torah. Because it says over there, he has to be yashiv. He has to allow him to deduct the value of the years that he's worked and buy back the rest. So then, the guy should be able to buy the moment of the Yisrael if he can buy the very body of the Yisrael. Isn't it a kolshekein? Well, we've already showed you that it's not a kolshekein because you should have been able to make the same kavachomer in a Jew that's buying an eved Ivri, and say, if a Yisroel can buy another Yisroel for money, he's just without Mashiach, Koshiken, he should be able to buy a Yisroel's chicken with money. But he can't. The din is he needs Mashiach. So obviously this Kavakomer does not follow. Yisroel, Yisroel, Yochichu, Yochiah. The Gufo, he could be kind of bekeset. And Mamono, he requires Mashiach. So we already know this doesn't make sense. Elam Rabbi here too. It means bedinehem, not through the inference of their body, bedinehem of their hem, of their themselves. It means in the loose sense of bedinehem, the simple sense of bedinehem. The rules that apply minat Torah to Jews. And what does the Torah imply about buying something from Jews? It implies that a goy can buy with mammon. Where? Ah! Because the previous pasuk does not only discuss kenomi ad amitecha, it talks about v'chin timkiru mimkar la amitecha. O kenomi ad amitecha. Either way. So then that means what it's saying is, if you want to sell something to your friend the Jew, then it's miyad amitecha, meaning mishichas kene. But if it's not amitecha, lo'ovit kochavim, then it's v'kesef. So that would mean that the Torah is saying, if a Jew sells something to a goy, he sells dafka by accepting the money, and that is the sale, and now the goy owns it, and therefore the brayta says if the goy owns it, of course, it's potter min habechira. And that would be the solution. And once again, we ask, how can we derive that from the implications of l'amitecha? Instead of saying that lo'ovet kochavim it's bekesev, why don't we say lo'ovet kochavim klal klalo? You cannot sell formally to a goy, you can only let him take it into his rishus, and then it's his. But you can't go through a formal act of acquisition. The concept of kinyan maybe is limited to Yisrael. And there's no concept of kinyan. There's only a concept of the actual chazaka, not in the formal sense of chazaka, but the fact that you're muchzik on something. Balut means you're in control. That's all that it means. It doesn't have anything conceptual attached to it. With permission.
I mean, you can't be holding it.
Yeah, with permission, of course.
Says the Gemara, can't mean that. No.
That, as we've already seen, because Amrin, Lav Kavah Homer, I mean, obviously it can't mean there's no way for him to have formal acquisition. Because we already know, if you could be Kaina, a Goy can be Kaina, a Gufay. So, Mamona lo kosher Kaina. So, for sure, you should be able to be Kaina, Mama. That's no question. All right, so maybe the idea over there is that it's difficult, more difficult, for Goy to assert an act of Kinyan, and therefore Mashiach is insufficient, is what the Pasuk is saying. So that he will only acquire if he both pays and does Mashiach, then that becomes a formal acquisition. Adi Ikatarte. No, you can't say that either. I mean, if he could be Kena begufo beechad, so mamono b'shtai? I mean, you're going to tell me it's more difficult to be Kena an extension of the guf than to be Kena the guf? That doesn't make sense. Okay, but again, I can say maybe it means that we offer options. In other words, from a Yisrael, you need to have Mashiach. From a Goy, money talks. And therefore, you can use money. Now, you have to use money. Obaha. Maybe it means you have either choice. No. Yom Yedah Mitecha. Just like Amitecha means Be'achat. Afavet Yochavim means Nami Be'achat, as we said before. You know, they were discussing in the Beis HaMedrash, Amri, how about, according to a Meimar, I mean, a Meimar holds that Dafka Mashiach is Kena by Ove Kechavim, right? So, I mean, if Mashiach is Kena by Ove Kechavim and not Mamin, then all of this seems to be backwards. Because, I mean, then what does he understand about the Pasuk of Amitecha? Amitecha contrasts the Goy to the Yisrael, which we just learned that by Yisrael it means Dovar Nikdami Yad Liyad B'Mashiach. And therefore, we were left without any alternative but to say that for a Goy who's being Kaina, it would be Kesef. But if you learn, according to a Meimar, that an Oved Kechavim is Kaina b'Mashiach, then the implications are that a Jew from a Jew is Dafka with Mama, not b'Mashiach. Now, I mean, actually, it's interesting. There is a Shita like that. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So if a Meimar holds like Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Dvar Torah Ma'ot Kona, he holds that actually midiraita, the meaning of Me'ada Mitecha is money, which transfers from one hand to another. You pass a coin, not the item. And that's the Ikud in midiraita. And this whole concept of Mashiach is an invention of the Rabbanan, who wanted to make a takana for the marketplace. Because if you're going to say that even before delivery that the Moses is kona, who is going to be taking care of what you bought over the internet? And then you get a message 2 weeks later, we're very sorry, the warehouse burned down, and the things that you bought for $100,000 are unfortunately damaged. I mean, what are you going to say? Well, you didn't send them to me. They're your problem, not my problem. Excuse me? What are you, now Moritz? Moses Kainis. You already made your paper, your PayPal transfer, and it's yours. Sorry. So in order to avoid exactly that kind of problem, the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, made a takana in which it's not yours until delivery. Okay? Then the whole thing makes sense. So the Torah is going on, Libadikaradin. Miyad amitecha velo miyad akum. Miyad amitecha dafkets with a coin. And miyad akum is b'mashicha. So then the whole sugi is backwards. Okay, fine. I mean, at least it would work out in the pasuk. So then we could say that dvar Torah ma'ot konot, but mashicha dafkets lo kanya. So now, la amitecha comes to the exact opposite. La amitecha, dafka, if you're selling to a Jew, but you're right, that's only b'kesev. And lo v'kochavim, it's only b'mashicha. Same drush in reverse. But it's going to be a real problem if a meimar holds mashicha is kene by a goy, then if he holds like Rish Lakish, who says that miyad liyad is mashicha by Yisrael, then what does he do with la amitecha? Right here, miyad amitecha means hand it over. So then, what does the la amitecha mean according to Reish Lakish? So what are you going to tell me? La amitecha is miyad liyad, and la avikachavim is also miyad liyad. So then, what is the word la amitecha? Lamali, you're not telling me. No, you don't understand. According to, if we're going to say Olzak Rish Lakish, then according to our Meimar, the meaning of the Pasuk, Okenei Miyad Amitecha, is contextual. It's nothing to do with the mode of the Kinyan. When it says, Okenei Miyad Amitecha, Mechor Lamitecha, the closing, which you're conveniently ignoring, is Lo Tonu Ishadachiv. Don't cheat. It's So maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. The dinim of ona'ah. You have to be marzer ona'ah. That's a dinim, lamitech. Nothing to do with how to make the kinyan. You were assuming meant how to make the kinyan. No. It's referring to the contents of the pasuk. If you made a kinyan. These are the rules. Don't cheat. You have to get back there. Now all the things that follow. That's what it means. That's all. So lamitecha atamach zero na'a. But legoi yatamach zero na'a. That's all that it means. See, yatamach zero na'a leknani. No. The Kanani can't be from alamitecha. The pasuk says beferish al tonu ish et achiv. Et achiv itself tells me not a Kanani. So that milal tonu ish et achiv dafka. So what are you going to do with alamitecha? Oh. One, both of them are referring to ona'ah. Neither of them are referring to modality. But you know what? One is referring to a kanani, and one is referring to a hekdesh. So when there's a din of ona'ah, it's only said miyad amitecha, but not miyad hekdesh. Miyad hekdesh is no din of ona'ah. That's what it means.
Be too much to hekdesh?
Well, that's a machloket. According to one Mandi Amar, no matter how much you overpaid it to it, but according to the other Mandi Amar, it means there's no din of cheating yet. V'tzrichi. And we would need two psukim. Because let's say the Torah only said one. So I would have said, okay, Akanani, I understand. The Torah says you don't have to be mocked, but if you cheated it. Except for Chil Hashem, but not in the din of Ainoa. Obviously Chil Hashem. But that's a separate halach. It's not a din of Ainoa. So the Kanani who de in law na'ah. But Hegdesh, I should be even more marked. So Hegdesh Yeshu na'ah. Therefore, Kamash Balan, two psukim. So now I know. Oh, so it's got to include two things. Both the Kanani and Hegdesh. But see, that's only if it's usher to steal from a goy. So if it's usher to steal from a goy, now I need to know what the din would be just to cheat. But if you're telling me that it's mutter to steal, Koshiken is mutter to cheat. You could be a kite across the board. Cheating, stealing, everything. What do I need a special pusik to be mutter stealing? Cheating, if I can even steal. So, hey, Nichalamandu Megzelo Asurs. I need a pusik to be mutter to Uno. But if you hold like the Mandi Omar, that Gizelo Shul Kanani itself is mutter, what do I need a pusik to tell me that Uno? Uno, me boy. Again, of course, all conditional upon the Chil Hashem. They said in the base of energy, you know what? There's no way out of that. If, in fact, a Memar does hold, like the Mandiyama that Gizela Mutter, then he's in big trouble. He can't hold like Reish Lakish, because then there would be nothing to do with La Mitech. Then he would have to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So then, of course, like Rabbi Yochanan Sphere. So the balance of issues here would allow a Memar to work out like Reish Lakish, but only if he can apply Amitecha to a Kanani, which of course is not the case if he holds that the Gizela itself is Mutter. Mate. So now we ask on the Iker assumption over here about the ways in which you are hine from an Ara. So we said over here, if you buy with money alone, no Mashiach, then it's completely Lagabi Bechor, it's completely yours, it's high. Let me ask you from the following. Guy walks into a chungar, and he buys 2 tons of Gruta Oat from an Avi Kachot. Broken up pieces of metal, things that people have sold to the junkyard. He's scrap metal. He's purchasing his scrap metal in the middle of his scrap metal. He finds a big statue of Yoshka Pip. So Matsabim Avadat Kochavim. Oh my God, what am I going to do with this? So once he buys it, there's nothing to do. If it's Zosar Baldor, he can't be Mavantalit. Once it's an Avadazor of a Yisrael, he's stuck. He's got to dump it. So the din is like this. If he hasn't paid his money yet, Natan, he was Moshev. So then he can give the whole thing back. And then he gets out of the problem. But if he did the Mashiach, says over here, if after giving the money he also did a Mashiach, I thought giving the money itself is kind of whoops. So, im mishinatan ma'ot moshach, then forget it. Yolich, the word hana'ah doesn't make any sense. Not the hana'ah, you have to actually dump the grutaot themselves, that are of it is Yolich liyama melech. Now, excuse me, but you're claiming that ma'ot or konat? If you're saying ma'ot or konat, then why the heck does it say over here, only if you paid and did Mashiach? Mashiach alamalim? Halkabamask, we're talking about over here that this junkyard was Mekabel Alav Ladun Bedine Yisrael. Big sign in front of the junkyard. All disputes are to be resolved by the Beit Din of so-and-so. Okay, so that means they already agreed to follow the rules. If you're going to be dealing with it as if we're talking about a Jewish transaction, then you need the Meshicha. I don't understand. You're right, you need the Meshicha, but then why do you need the money? Either way, you're in trouble. Because, I mean, when you're talking about Me'et Amitecha, the Meshicha is enough without money. Now you're talking about the other way around, so then the money would be enough without the Meshicha. But you can't explain to me why I would need both. Well, no, you don't. You really don't. The way to understand the whole Mishnah over here is like this. What it's saying is, even if you had given money, only if there was a Meshicha do you have a problem. And then there's nothing to do because you can't give it back. That it's already yours. And it's also banah. So how can you give it back? You're going to be getting anah from it. All you can do is throw it out. So then what it's saying is, but even if you gave money, you only run into problems if you do Meshicha. So you Meshich in, because we were makabel to keep the rules of transactions between Bnei Yisrael. V'ilolo? No. So then the Reisha doesn't make sense. No matter what you do, you're in trouble. If the Reisha is talking about a case in which you also had an agreement to be done with the dinim of Yisrael, so then why does it say, im ad shelo natan ma'ot mashach yachzir? If you did the Meshicha before giving money, you can return it. That wouldn't be true if the junkyard owner was a Jew. And you're claiming that the agreement over here was to be done as if both parties were Jewish. But if you're doing that, then the first part doesn't make sense. Because it says that you can give it back because of the fact that there was no monetary transaction. There was only a Meshicha transaction. That is completely wrong if they agreed to do it. Alpi Dinei Yisrael. So you're just backing yourself into a corner here. Every shot you tell me, you make a different part a problem. So then Kasha Reisha. Oh, says Abaya, look, the Reisha is all different issue. The Reisha is nothing to do with the question of whether you were Kena with this particular modality. The Reisha is because you could say, listen here, I didn't mean to buy some kind of a statue of Yoshka Pipik. This whole thing is a mistake. I want my money back. It's a mekach ta'ut. It's not because you weren't yet Kena. You would have been Kena, except you're claiming that I went into this without understanding what I was getting into. I had no reason to suspect you were going to be selling me a statue and I'm going to desire it. Omer Abaye, then that's the issue. Reisha is because of Mekato. Omer Rabba, now you've really done it. What are you talking about? The Reisha has the Mekachtaut, but the Seifa doesn't have a Mekachtaut. The Mekachtaut is the fact that there's a statue of Yoshka Pippin. There's nothing to do with Mashach, the Tanma'ot. It's exactly the same case in the Reisha and the Seifa. What are you telling me? Well, the Reisha, we don't have to get into it. Over there, there's a mistake in your assumptions of why you went into the purchase. And in the Seifa, there isn't. And therefore, your whole approach is impossible. Elam Arava, I'll tell you what's going on over here. Both cases are talking about Mekach Ta'ut, obviously. That's the real issue. We are not coming to address, in this sugya, whether the act of acquisition was a proper formal act or not. It's irrelevant. Even if it were a proper act, the sale is a ridiculous sale because you never meant to buy, and everybody knows you never meant to buy a statue. You meant to buy a junked, broken up pieces of scrap metal. That's what you went in there for, and that's not what you walked out with. So why, therefore, is there a problem of money? I'll tell you why. Because in the Reisha, where you didn't give any money, when you return it, you're not getting any money, right? But in the Seifa, where you gave money and you return it, you get your money back. Now, what does that look like? It looks like you took a statue of Yoshka Pipik and you sold it to a guy and you got money for it, which is, of course, an Isser Gomor. So there, we answered it because of what it looks like. That's the point, and nothing to do with Kinyanim. You're barking up the wrong tree over here in terms of our sugya, which has to do with what consists of the act of acquisition. That's something else. Therefore, says Rav Reisha v'Seifa Mekach Ta'ut, and the question over here is, in the Reisha, where no money passed hands, delo yoiv zuzi, you don't have a problem of it's looking bad. And lo mirsikah, but that kochavim biyad Yisrael. The Seifa, where yoiv zuzi, there, it does look like it was an avodas kochavim in the hand of Yisrael, which you're giving over to a goy, and I take money for. So, what exactly was Abaya thinking? I mean, did Abaya make any sense when he said the Reisha is a Mekach Ta'ut? Abaya says, well, I'm not as stupid as Rav is trying to make me out over here. The Reisha, yes, the Reisha is a Mekach Ta'ud. The reason that I say the Reisha is a Mekach Ta'ud is the Lo Yada. Over there, he didn't know. Because the Lo Yoyev Le'Zuzin, since no money passed hands, so he didn't look through it yet. You don't give your money until you look through it. But before you give money, it makes perfectly good sense to come back and say, my goodness, I noticed here's a statue. I never meant to buy a statue. Take it back because of the Mekach Ta'ut. But in the Seifa, you can't call it a Mekach Ta'ut. The guy says, the last time a Jew walked in here and gave me money without looking over what he bought was before the flood. So that's not called a Mekach Ta'ut. The Kivan, the Yoyev Zuzi. Kiko Mashri Boiluna, you can't claim a Mekach Ta'ut. This is your problem. It's not the seller's problem anymore. You want to claim you didn't look at it? Well, you should have looked at it. So that's not my problem anymore. First, Iboiluna, and then you do the Mashiach. If you did it the other way, you can't claim Mekach Ta'ut. Ravashi Amar, Mirresha Mashiach Inakena, Seifanami Mashiach Inakena. I say, forget all about this stuff, about Mekach Ta'ut and so on. Let's go back. The whole case of you made up a case over here that sounds crazy to me. He was makabel on himself to be done with in Yisrael, and that's not the issue. There was no problem on Reb Oshaya. Now, what was your problem? You said, well, what do you mean? If Ma'ota Konot, why does it talk about Mashiach? It doesn't really mean to talk about Mashiach. Mashiach is unimportant. The only issue is that in the same way, says Rav Ashi, that Mereisha is talking about Mashiach not being Kena, because it says, you lo yoyim, so he needs to give it back. The same is also, the Mashiach is not what's Kena, but it's the money. Exactly like Rav Oshaya said, it's all about money. It's Dinei Akum, not Dinei Yisrael. There's no sign up in front of the junkyard. The only reason we bothered mentioning Mashiach was because since we started off with a case, which we said, well, if you were a Moshech and you didn't give money, you could still return it. So we kept saying, but if you were Moshech, you would give the money. But really, the Mashiach was irrelevant. So it said the safe also, Mashiach. Ravina says, Ike is exactly the opposite. We could stick with the case of the Kabbalah Ladun Bedina Yisrael and say that if in the Seifa it says only if you were Moshech after you were given the money, then it's Kena. That part actually is good. And the Reisha would also have meant Mashiach would be Kena. But what the Reisha meant was not that he didn't give money but he was Moshech, that he didn't give money and he wasn't Moshech. The word lo goes on both, meaning he just made an agreement to buy. Then he discovers there's a getchka there. What? But it says, I don't understand, it says yachzir. I mean, you're not returning anything. What are you returning? You never took anything. You made an agreement, you're not. No, it means yachzor bidvarim. You have a right to change your mind. Normally, when you make an agreement, you don't have a right to change your mind. A verbal agreement is called b'chusrei amana. You made a verbal agreement with somebody, you made no kinyan whatsoever, and now you say, whoops, I decided against it. That's terrible. So you're called an adam that has no faithfulness. Kamash b'olam, here, that does not apply to this case, because you're buying from a goy. And therefore, this man, Yarmahod's dvarim, yesh b'hem mishum b'chusrei amana, just a verbal agreement is enough to make you someone, if you're Choser B'Diburo, you're called a Mechusar Amana. But what it's coming to teach me here is, when you're dealing with the junk dealer who's an Akum, Ani Mili Yisrael Mi Yisrael, these issues have to be mutual. So if both parties are people that deal normally on a level of faithfulness, we made an agreement, we came to an understanding, so then that should be enough. That's true. So then it's kind of a digurai. But a Yisrael who's buying from an Ovid Kachodim, it's not mutual. Because obviously, if he gets a phone call from somebody who's going to pay $10 more for this junk, he's not going to sell it to you. He's going to say, sorry, buddy, I changed my mind. So therefore, since they don't keep their word, so why should you be mechuyev to keep your word? It's a mutual arrangement, and therefore it's on that basis that we entered into this mutual understanding that we both screw each other. And therefore, lo, there's no such thing as b'chusrei amana. That's it?
Business is business.
Business is business. Lo ratza levdoto orfo me'achorav v'kovro. Mitzvah tapidiyah, kodemet mitzvah tarifa, shenamavim lo tivdev arafto. Mitzvah yeidah, kodemet mitzvah tapidiyah, shenamavim asher lo yaada then vehefta. Mitzvat ayibum kodemet lemitzvat chalitza, but this was only berishona. Shoyu mitkavnim l'she mitzvah. But achshav she'en mitkavnim l'she mitzvah, amru mitzvat chalitza is kodemet lemitzvat yibum. Mitzvat ha-gu'ula of kodshe berek ha-bayit be'adon is kodem l'kol adam. Shnei mavi'im lo yigal, then v'nimkar be'arkecha. Halokech u'bar parato shel avid kochavim v'amocher lo afa b'shen rashai, v'mishtatef lo v'abekabel mimenu v'anoten lo bekabala, patur mena b'chora shnei mar b'Yisrael, aval lo b'achirim. הכהנים והלוויים חייבים לא נפטרו מבכור בהם התורה, אלא מפדיון הבן ומפטר חמור. מה היה הרי דתני עובר חמורות beginning in a מסכתר? And then what דתני עובר פורתו? Wouldn't it make more sense to open up the book with עובר פורתו דקדושת הגופו? ועוד הרי דתני עובר חמורו, which is קדושת דמי. אמרי במערבה, the two possibilities. איבא את אימא, either the chavivala k'rebe chanina, or ibaita ima, either the zutra mila, the beimetmea, posik v'shorila. Omre v'yetzi bar nachmeni, omre shlokish b'shum rebel shaya, Yisrael, shenatan ma'ot lovet kochavim, b'vemto b'dinehem, afo pi shalom mashach kana, v'chayevet b'vachora. V'ovet kochavim shenatan ma'ot l'Yisrael b'vemto b'dinehem, afo pi shalom mashach, קנאו פטור מן הבכורה. אמר, ישראל שנתן מאות לעובד כוכבים, we follow בדיניהם. אף פי שלא משך, קנא וחייבת בבכורה. What does that word mean, בדיניהם? אינמה, בדיניהם, meaning, learned out from their own body, the גופה. And we make a קל וחומר. אם גופה קונה לישראל בכסף, תכתיב לרשת אחוזה, הגישו הכתוב to real estate, מה אחוזה נקנית בכסף בשטר בחזקה, חבד כנעני נקנה בכסף, זה ממונו לא כל שכנו. נו, גם it's obviously not true, because אם כן אפילו בשטר בחזקה נען, not to mention the fact that Yisrael מישראל proves that it's not a good קו חומר, because over there גופה יגבי קונן לא בכסף, and yet ממונו requires משיחה. אלא אמר אביי, it means בדיניהם directly, דיניהם, שפסקלהם תורה. Where is that? או כנו מיד עמיתך. מיד עמיתך הוא, that we say משיחה, מיד. But מיד עובד כוכבים? No, there it's because. How do you know? Maybe מיד עובד כוכבים, there's no such thing at all as the din of a Kenyan. It's either it's in his rishos or it's not. Nah, come on. לא סך דייתך, אני קו הקומר. If you could be קונה גופו, ממנו לא כל שכן. Maybe miado veikochavim, you require a stronger kinyan. Maybe you require now tarte. He both moment and mashiach. No, lafka v'chomu. If I could be kone gufo beachat, I should require more for momono. Well, okay, so maybe it's broadening momono. Maybe obaha. No, do miada amitecha. If amitecha is bechoda, then an oveikochavim nami is bechoda. Or mama, the other way around. An oved kochavim shenatan maot liyisrael b'vemto b'dinehem afa b'shalom mashach kanao patur mina b'chora. Where do we get this from? My b'dinehem. Ilema out of the concept of dinehem the gufe. In other words, what you're saying is it's a kav v'chomer. If gufe v'yisrael, he can be kena with kesef, as it says b'kesef mignato, kol shekena momon of v'yisrael. But that's not true, we know, because Yisrael miYisrael yochicha. And Yisrael can be kena the guf b'kesef, and momono is only b'meshicha. El Omer Abaye, here too, it means dinehem shepaskalahem Torah. V'chitim kru mimkar le'amitecha. So le'amitecha is davka b'meshicha. But lo'ovei kochavim b'kesef, why? Maybe lo'ovei kochavim klalo. Amrei, it's a kavach homer. Im gufo kada momono lo koshike. So maybe lovet kachem adi katarte. No, that's also kavachomer. If gufo is be'echad, mamono is b'shtayim. So maybe mamono is more options. Oba, oba. No, it has to be dumil amitecha. If amitecha is be'achat, afovet kochavim is nami be'echad. Now Amri in the Beit HaMidrash, what about according to a Meimar? The Omar Meshicha be'ovet kochavim is kaina. So then how does this stack up with the le'amitecha? I mean, it works out if he also holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who dafka holds a Dvar Torah, a Yisrael, Mo'ot or Konot, a Meshicha, is not Kone. Okay, so then the Amitecha makes a lot of sense, except it's a mirror image. So Lamitecha would be, Lamitecha you could sell with Kesef without Meshicha. And for Novik Rechavim, you can only sell with Meshicha. But if you're going to be Savalak Rishlosh, Damir Meshicha is Mefuresh Min HaTorah, that's how he understands Miyad is out of a hand to be Meshicha. So now Lamitecha doesn't make sense because he's saying Lamitecha is Ben Mashiach. Lovet Kechavim is Ben Mashiach. So what's the point of mentioning Lamitecha? Lamitecha would mean Lamitecha ta machzir ona'a viata machzir ona'a leknani. Leknani? I know that. It says Al tonu et ish tachiv. That's where I learn how to knani. No, chad beknani v'chad behegdash. V'tzricha. Yikadach when a chad. I would have thought that means a Knani, only the Knani, the in-law on the Hegdash Dafka Shnyesh Dona. Kamash Bonan. Say, Nichalaman Yomar, that the Gzela of a Knani is Osir. Say, Nita Poska, tell me that Ono is Mutter. But it's over the Kaman Yomar, that Gzela Shok Knani even is Mutter. Koshkin Ono is Mutter. Amri, East over the Kaman Yomar, Gzela Mutter, you're right. We have no choice but to say that Meimar would have to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, because then there would be no excuse for Amitech. Meitech. Halakel grutaot, menovet kechavim. Umatza ben avadat kechavim, imak shelo natan ma'ot mashach, yachzir. Im ishlatan ma'ot mashach, yolich lo yam ha-melach. Ve'i amret ma'ot kanot, what's Mashiach have to do with the price of eggs and giant? Lomali. Hachma eskinan, shekibel alav lodun b'nenei Yisrael. Yachi ma'ot lomali. No. It means afa pishdatan ma'ot. It's meaningless. If you did Mashicha, you got a problem. Ilolo. And what do you do with the Reisha? That says if you were Mashach without Mama. Om Rabbi, now the Reisha's got another issue. The Reisha's a Mekachtov's problem. Om Alei Rava, come on, man. The Reisha's Mishumika Mekachtov. I mean, the Sefer is a Mekachtov. No, that's ridiculous. Elo Amar Rava, Reisha v'Sei for the whole issue of years because of Mekach Ta'ut. The difference between giving money or not has nothing to do with Kinyanim. It has to do with Gzeira. Because Reisha d'lo Yoiv Zusei, why not give it back? Lo Mirsik Avodat Kochavim Miyad Yisrael. But the Seifa, you're going to be taking money back from the guy in exchange for a Yotchka Pipik. So the Yoiv Zusei, Mirsik Avodat Kochavim Miyad Yisrael. Come on, I'm not so stupid. The Reisha is a Mekach Tot, and only the Reisha. Because over there, since he didn't give any money, he doesn't look carefully at what it was he was going to buy. So over there, he could taina, I didn't know. It's Lo Yoiv Zuzi. But Seifa, you can't call that a Mekach Tot. If he gave money, then it was up to him to look over what he's buying. Kikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikikik Midereisha Mishichayna Kona, Save Fanami Mishichayna Kona, and Aida, it's on a Reisha. Mashach, don't say Fanami Mashach, but we're not talking about Kibbal Alav Ledun B'nei Yisrael. Everything works out according to Rav Hoshaya, and there's no Din of Mashiach, and it's great. Ravina Omar, just the opposite. Midaseifa Mashiach is Kaina, when we were talking about Makabo B'din Yisrael, Reisha Mashiach is Kaina, and when the Reisha says Imlonatan, it means Imlonatan Velo Mashach Yachzor. So then what is there to be Yachzor? He never took it. Yachzor means Bidvarim, because he holds like the Mandi Omar's Yesh, the Dvarim, Yesh Ben Mechusrei Amana, and comes along now the Sugya of the Akum to teach. That Ani Mili Yisroel Mi Yisroel, there Yam B'chusrei Amana, the Kaimel B'Diborayu, Avi Yisroel Mi Ovei Kochavi, the Inu Lo Kaimel B'Diborayu, because business is business. So over there, lo, there's no dinner B'chusrei Amana. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
So we're holding today on Daf Yud Gimel, the final Mishnah in Alekeach Uber Chamoyre. We're about to complete all of the dinim of Petach Hamor b'chol behemoth
Meah. And to begin, we have our dear president.
Lo ratza lisdotzo or pol me'achorav v'kovro. Doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah zarifa. Then he has the mitzvah pidyon. He has to be mekayim the mitzvah arifa. And it's osur ba'anah, as we came out before. Our people are leaving the Rabbi Shimon le'acha arifa. We learn not to make our roof, but it's osur. Mitzvah tapidiya for them is a mitzvah tarifa. It's clear that the Torah values the mitzvah pidyon the Petach Hamor, or even pidyon b'shavyo, prior to giving you this mitzvah arifa. Shemar im lo tivzev arav tov. Mashma only if you don't want to be mekayim it the way it's given l'chatzila, then do arifa. Same thing is true l'gabe in Oma Ivriya. We're over there. You're supposed to be miyayin her, either for yourself, to marry her yourself, or for your child. If you don't do that, then there's a mitzvah to allow her to be paid herself by being megareya the katzpa yearly, to prorate her value. So the mitzvah of Yehud is kodemet l'mitzvat ha'pdiyah. Shemar asher lo ya'ada ve'evda. If he wasn't miyayed her, then he should see to it that she can be paid herself. Mitzvat yibum kodemet l'mitzvat chalitza. Also, the Torah obviously talks about Yibum as the Lechatzil, and only that Lo Ava Yabmi, and so on, only there does it give the option of Chalitza. But this was only Berisho. Now, back in the old days, Shayu Mitzkavim L'Shem Mitzvah. So then, the Kavana was the Shem Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah of Yibum was there for the Easter of Eshasar. Mashem Ken Achshav, She'im mitkavnim l'shem mitzvah, now that the people do it l'shem beauty or l'shem money or whatever. So then the chachomim were teveya, then mitzvah chalitza is kodemet to mitzvah yibum. We would prefer that you do chalitza, obviously do yibum in cases where there's no way to do the chalitza, something to say, the das of Yisha. But l'chatzkila, we should try to do chalitza. Mitzvah ha-geulah be'adon, the mitzvah, if somebody gives a behema to Berek Abayim, so the mitzvah, the pigeon, is first on the adon, and he should buy it back. And of course, he's also Moshe Chomesh, which is an advantage for Hegmesh. And he's cut in the chol adon. Shinema v'im lo yiga'el v'im kar be'atifah. If he doesn't do the geulah himself, then it should be Nimkar. Essentially, it's being Nimkar for him also. But for him, we view it as a getter of Geula. He's bringing fine back. For others, we use the Lashon of Mechira. Hadron Allah Chalokeach Ubar Chamorov. Chalokeach Ubar Parato Shalaveko Chavim V'Hamocher Lo. So until now we've been talking about the lokeach uber bishtate for mekaba with a goy in a before behemoth meah. Now we have the same mishnah in a geah before behemoth tahira. Somebody who buys the rights to the uber from a goy, or he sells him the uber from his animal. You know, he's not allowed to. He's not supposed to sell a behemoth to a goy, at least not a behemoth gasa. Vamishtatefo, or if he even allows him in as a shutaf, in the mother or the child, amikabel mimeno, if he enters into a relationship of arisut, in which in return for taking care of the goy's animal, he gets the rights to a proportion of the ladot, vahanotenlo bekabalo, it's his animal, and he gives it to the goy to take care of it as a shepherd, in exchange for giving him rights to some of the ladot, patur mina bechora. In all such cases, there's no chiyuv of bechor. Shenema bechor be Yisrael, avelo ba'achirin. It has to be kulo be Yisrael, not for others. Hakohanim v'alevim chayavim. Before by bechor behemat meya, kohanim and levim were potter. But when it comes to the din of bechor of behemat ayira, with the din of kedusha on the animal, that is a chayiv you to bring it as a korban. Over there, Kohanim and Levim are also chayiv. שלא נפטרו מבחור בימה צהירה, אלא מפדיון הבן ומפתח המות. The only time that we find that the Torah was Mayat Kohanim or Shevet Levi from the dinim of Pidyon was by Bechor Behema Tzmeya rather than by Pidyon HaBen. And as we saw earlier, those two things were compared all the time. So now, first, it's just interesting, the organization of our Masechta is a little bit strange, that we should first open the Masechta with what, if I asked you, tell me the dinim of Bechor, would have been the last thing on your mind. Bechor, you would have thought of Bechor Adar. I thought of the dinim of Bechor, of the Behema, of the Torah, of the Keves. And why would the Tana put Davka Uber Chamoro first, which there's no Bechlal? I mean, if you compare the two, we're talking over here of Kedushas Haguf, and the previous paragraph we were talking about Kedushas only a moment. So isn't it Domim, Kedushas Domim, less Homer than Kedushas Haguf? So shouldn't we have first said, listening Bereisha, Ubar Paratov, the Kedushas Haguf? We're going to be talking about the Hema first. So it makes sense to talk about first Kedushas Haguf and then come down, talk about the less Chashav issue. Other listening over Chamoyre, which is only a Kedushas Domim. Remember that in the previous parak, this issue of Kedushas Haguf versus Kedushas Domim was a very important one that we discussed on various levels. Legabi the Din of Nidmeh, do we learn about Petr Chamor, or do we learn about Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Seh, Bechor Eis? We also had the question, Legabi Nidmeh, if there's cross species Nidmeh, if one is Chayav the Kedushas Bechor as a Kedushas Guf, one is Bechor as Kedushas Domi, so then it's a mismatch. A number of areas we have this particular point. We open this parak also very clearly, because the first thing that strikes you is that the main difference between the two is in fact the nature of the concept of Pidyon to Bechlal, to something which is only Kedushas Domi. The question is, what is that Kedusha? How does it express itself? Are there Isurim that it expresses itself in? Certainly that's secondary to the Kedusha group. Amri the Ma'arav and Eretz Yisrael, they give two possible reasons for why the Masechta is organized in this fashion. You could say, Ibo'isema, if you want to, you could tell them that the reason is either the Chaviva like in Rebbe Chanina. As Rabbi Chanina said in the first prayer, why is it that the Torah is Mechadesh, the Din Dafka by Petr Chamor, and not by other things that are Tzmeyans? So he explains the way that the Chamor was involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that creates a special Chavivas to Petr Chamor, so that every time we think, exactly Yetzias Mitzrayim, we think of the Yetziah, the Mitzrayim, with that money. See, we're not used to thinking in those terms. Why are we not used to thinking in those terms? It's like the Gemara says. You think it's like coming to a Asir in the Beit HaAsurin and telling him, I'll take you out tomorrow and I'll give you tons of money. He says, never mind the money, just take me out today, now. Right. So in other words, we're used to thinking. We have a little bit of limited imagination, the Teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and limited mitachon. We concentrate on one thing at a time. We're enslaved. We want to get out. But Lamaisa and Ikar Chelek of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to relive the level of those who were in Mitzrayim, their own Emunah and Kabbalah, the Inyanim of the Yetziah, which included the fact that they had to please want the money. That's a very important part of the Yetziah, because otherwise you limit the Chlal, the Hatova, and you limit the getter of the Pidyon. The whole thing was a Pidyon. So in order to buy out that which you did, it was necessary to have the Rechush Gadol. And people, by the way, in life, that's a very common thing. Is that if somebody's in a matzav where they have an issue that they want to take care of that issue, so they're mechaved in their tefillahs only for that issue. It's like somebody is sick. he gets to a matzav in which survival is would be a big chiddush. So he thinks about survival. He doesn't think about recovery, about complete recovery. This is the whole dinner. Refuah Shleima. Refuah Shleima. Let me get out of the hospital. You know, certainly where there's an additional value, it can make you rich too. Get out, make me rich. I just want to get out of this life. But that's the wrong way. There needs to be a constant recognition that the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have boundaries, and that in the freeing, part of the freedom was the sense that the good guys win. And that you come out Baruch Hu's Gadol, and that's the Chavivus of Petach Hamor. And our unwillingness to look at that is a breakdown in our freedom. Therefore, when it comes to Becheres, Meseches Becheres, that Chavivus of Petach Hamor is central to the whole Masechta. Because it's the way in which we relive the Yetzias Mitzrayim issues. Okay? So therefore we put it first. That's one possibility.
What did the Chamor do when we saw
it? I think Gemara said earlier the Chamor was the Mack truck. Chamor represented to them the Geshen. All of the fact that they didn't just get out, but they won. A fantastic thing. The idea that sometimes the good guys win is such a wonderful thing. You know, even you hear this thing with Mazoz and Arbel. Mm-hmm. It gives you the same feeling, you know. Sometimes things go right. Somebody says the truth. It's a wonderful thing. So the same thing over here. If you forget that, you just look at the Torah. Let's just get out of here. Leave me alone. That's a big concern. Just leave me alone. Rich, you know that feeling well. So forget about Petach Hamor.
Yeah.
You know, we were saying, you came late. We were saying Petach Hamor, the Inyan of Petach Hamor, that it forces you to concentrate on the thing that, you know, just get me out of here. But Petach Hamor says, no. It's not enough to get out of here. You want the money, you want to take it big, you want to make it, you want to win. It's not just enough to be left alone. Yes, but same is also Mechayev. The extras, which is why I brought you today this magazine, all about selling. And you know, you need to have the best.
Wow.
There you go. Look at the back of the back. Even better.
Oh.
There you go.
All I need is a Rolex in my mouth. All come together.
So,
the father of Mazuz was a bookie shaster for skin.
Really?
What? He was.
No kidding.
Java. I was living in Kibbutz. He was the.
Really?
He was actually the Seka.
Wow.
Tremendous fatigue. All for skin.
Oh. Maybe that explains it. It's wonderful. I think that's great. Anyway, so that's one possibility. The other possibility for the construction of the Masechta is that Ayli the Zutrin Mile, the name of Tmeya, Posik Vashadilov. The only elements in the entire Masechta that are going to deal with Petach Hamor can be dealt with in one isolated parak that's very limited. Therefore, the Tana said, all right, let's get through this issue, complete it, and move on. Now, our recently traveling Yechaver over here, Reb Yitzchak, asked before he left, Dr. Feinstein, usually in a Masechta, we push it off to the end of small things, and why we have it in the beginning? Because if you notice, all of the Masechtas are organized in a way that the long sugyas are in the first bracha, and the closing bracha are very short. You pass through various sugyas. This finish Shiluach HaKein at the end of Kulin. Is somebody going to say, let's open Kulin with Shiluach HaKein? Because I did Zutra Mila, we'll talk about it. So what does it mean over here? But clearly, the general organization is where the issue that we leave at the end is not central to the sugya. There's no less Hashivas to Petach Hamor other than the Nafkamina of whether it's Kedushas Domim or Kedushas Aguf, but in terms of its centrality to the concept of Bechora, it's just as important as the others. There's three concepts of Bechora, and that's what we need to talk about. So now the question is, between things of similar level of centrality to the Masechta, how would we organize it? There already is an approach in Eretz Yisrael that we would take that which we could complete quickly, take care of that, and move on. There's other places where the Gemara talks about this also. Omri Bitu Banach Meni Omri Shlokish Mishum Nedoshia. Yisrael, Shenatan Ma'ot Lovet Kochavim Bidhem To, Bidinehem. So the mice in the first parak, we did not get into the details of how this kinyan with the goy is to be achieved. We just said, the same Mishnah that was talking about purchasing the rights to an Ubra, the rights to the mother, and so on. Over there, we were interested more in determining what the Mishnah was referring to in terms of the Isser. This is Apophishen Ubra Shai. What do you mean by you're not allowed to? Why are you not allowed to? What's the relationship of a behemoth to a goy, and so on? Here, we're talking about even those things which you are allowed to, because we have Behemoth Dakar too, even though here we're talking about our filters. And the main thing we want to focus is on, how do you do this? How exactly do you sell to a guy when we say you sold it? So here we open up by a discussion of paying money to a guy where the agreement is to be done bedineihem, whatever the heck that means. The Gemara is going to get into that. But whatever it means, even if you never did the act of Mashiach, which is what you would have to do on Kinyan Metaltalin if you were buying from a Jew, you would be Kona it over here, and it would be therefore owned by a Jew, the Chayedet Bikhora, and you would have to now take off the Bikhor. How about vice versa? An Ovid Tuchavim who pays money to a Jew for his behema, according to their dinim, again, it's not clear what that means, there too, even though there is no Mashicha, he's tainah with the money, upatur min abachora, said, words both Lakula and Lakhurma, money alone without Mashicha from the guy, to the guy, but only on condition that it was the dinehem, again, whatever that means, and we don't know what that means. That we discussed. No, here we're not buying it. You mean in the Mishnah? We mentioned in the earlier parak that in order to avoid that issue, we could simply be talking about you buy the mother for the child. You buy rights in the existing mother for that which will come. In any event, getting back to this. Omama, you just said that Yisrael shiratan ma'ota oved kochavim b'dinehem apapi shalom hashach tana b'chayevet b'tchorah. Could you explain what that word means? My b'dinehem. What do you mean, according to their laws? Do you mean inena b'dinehem de gufei? According to the laws that would define how it is you would buy the actual goy. Because that's a given. You can, in fact, buy a goy as an eved, right? And over there, we know the din is that it's similar to buying a karka and so on. And there you can buy it with money. That we should make a kal v'chomer and say, well, b'dinehem, I mean, look, in gufei kanilei Yisrael b'kesef, if a Jew can buy an actual body of a goy just for transferring money, as it says, L'reshet Achuzah, that an Eved Knani says, owns L'reshet Achuzah, which means, Hikishoa Katuv La'Achuzah, the Torah compares this to the ownership of property, of real estate. Ma Achuzah Nikneh B'Kesev B'Shtar B'Chazakah, Av Eved Knani Nikneh B'Kesev. So therefore, to given that I could buy a goy with money, so I mean, obviously, if I can buy him with money, I should certainly be able to buy the things that he owns with money, which requires less of a kinyan. So mamonolo kol shekenu. So therefore, you're telling me since it was b'dinehem, I'm kinyan with kesef. But that doesn't make sense. If that's what you're saying, you can make exactly the same kal v'chomer with shtar and with chazakah nami. Did you say that you should be able to be kind of star from a guy, his property, or you should be able to be kind of with Chazaka? You say the same thing? So what's he talking about, money? We owe it, besides.
What do we say?
It's not even true.
What's
the same Kavachomer? So you're saying, however I could be Kona as Goof, I could certainly be Kona. So that would mean that you could have any of these Kinyan. And furthermore, it isn't true. Because how about if a Yisroel buys a Yisroel? Okay? Yisroel mi Yisroel yochicha. We know that Gufay is kind of like the case. You want to buy an Eved Ivri. You're Kona that Eved Ivri is compared also to a Karpas. So you can be Kona the Kesa. So Mamono, we say, you can't be Kona the Kesa. The din is, you want to buy from a Jew, you have to buy the Mashiach. So if you can't make a Kavachomer from a Jew, why can't you make a Kavachomer from a Goy? Elama Abaye, B'dinehem Shepaskalahem Torah. B'dinehem doesn't mean according to what the din would have been on the value of their body. But Dinehem means according to the dinim that the Torah defines for kinyan from a goy. And where does the Torah define such kinyanim? Well, it says, Oknei miyad amitecha. So first of all, miyad amitecha is a reference to kinyan mashicha. Because why is it referring to hands? Because you hand something over. Mashicha says, I hand it over to you. Now you take it. Right? And when the Torah defines that kinyan, it says, Amitecha, only from the one who is part of your own group, your own arm, your own friend, but not from a guy. So that teaches us miyad amitecha, who the mimeshicha. If it comes to being kind of from a Jew, then you're kind of with meshicha. Ha miyad akum the keset. Mashma, that from a guy, you don't need meshicha. You have a kinyan keset, and that's the only kinyan that you have. That's the Tamiyah B'Yad of Mashiach. We'll see. Not everybody is my focus on this.
Do you have the concept of
Star
of
Mashiach? Oh. One second. Basically, what Moshe Boros is raising is the question, why we simply don't, I mean, how would you have understood? If I asked you, what does the Dinehem mean? What would you say?
Roman codex.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The one thing that the Gemara doesn't consider it means is the most obvious thing that it should mean. It should say, if you make an agreement with the guy to buy according to whatever the laws are, so then the admission is saying, or this price is saying, if there exists such a civil law and you buy according to that law, then you would be kind with Mammon, because that's the law. I mean, what does that have to do? What are we making all of these strange kabbalahs? This, that, and so on. This has become, this question has become very central halacha lemaisa, because the implications of the Gemara are that you cannot create kinyanim just because they're recognized as civil law. You cannot accept as a social convention. In other words, kinyan. You certainly can make any tznai b'mamon if you want. You know, I mean, you can say we'll go according to the laws of stone, and that would be binding. But not legabe kinyanim. Kinyanim are a question of do you or don't you own it. That's a different issue. You can't create ownership. Ownership is a reality. Once you have that ownership, then you can define how it is that you're going to done according to that ownership. If you want to say, you're bad to me, I pay you, you can do that. Tanaiba Mammon is binding. But the Tanaiba Mammon doesn't give you a right to Mammon that isn't yours. You can't arbitrarily create a Mammon to be yours by making it Tanaiba. That's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. To have a portion. Now you can imagine how many implications this has on Lachal HaMaisa. I mean, first of all, we engage in this type of thing all the time. Legabe Musiris Chometz, Legabe Kinyan for Bechor, Legabe Shabbos for getting a Shutif, and there was a Goy that's going to be taking things on Shabbos. I mean, all kinds of issues that could be handled in civil law, which according to this would not be suitably dealt with in civil law. It's certainly not Legabe something which would have the arising implications.
That's what it seems to be saying. So you can see why this Gemara is extremely relevant and is brought by all the Paiskim when it comes to these issues.
I think
in
Sanhedrin
we were discussing.
Sorry? In
Sanhedrin
we were discussing. Okay, I'm like, at least that this issue didn't come up for that. In other words, there's no such thing as a marriage is being called a joy. This didn't seem to play any factor.
Marriage is not a marriage. It's an issue. Marriage is an issue, not a thing. Not
the
man. No. You can't be kind on me, but how about being kind on male? And I'll say you're married to him. You can't, it's not an act of kinyan. The kinyan of the Torah defines the kinyan of the Yishas. Okay. So the Derek assurance of it's not no issue of learning it up.
Did I answer my question?
I thought I did, but if not, it's too complicated. Hello, I'm Abaye. So Abaye says that we're talking about Tanemiyanami. Tessa, a goy can be kind of a Tessa. Maybe it means. You can be kaina miyada miterpa with Mashiach, but from a goy you can't be kaina at all. Meaning, something doesn't become yours until it really is yours. You can't be formally kaina. Maybe that's what it means. In other words, if it's in your house, you took possession, fine, so then you have possession. But possession is the only kinyan. There's no such thing as a formal kinyan by an akum. Maybe that's the point of the puzzle. How do you know that the Torah is creating a new formal kinyan called transferring money even though I haven't taken possession?
This is only the top one that we have a problem with, right?
Yeah.
Is she in his possession?
No. Because Mashiach I would do even in his reshus. So Miyada, we could call him Kalal Kalal, well, you would need that it would come to the literal reshus of the Yisrael, maybe. No, it can't mean that. Looks like that. Of course it doesn't mean that. Because look, we know that you could certainly be kind of the goy's body by moment. So because of the comparison to the Yakuza. So in Gufo Kone, Momonolo Koshikin, I mean, it's shayek not to be kind of his body. There are kinyonim on a goy. So Koshikin, there are kinyonim on a goy's moment. So that's not a valid interpretation of the pasuk. Therefore, the interpretation has to be that it's not with Mashiach, but rather with Mama. Well, maybe it means it's not with Mashiach alone. Maybe it needs Mashiach and Mama. Maybe that's the shot. Same of the other become Adi Katarta. You need both. I mean, that doesn't make sense. If I can be kind of his body with one or the other, should I not be able to be kind of his Mama with one of the others? Or Gufo Biachas, so Mamono Bishtain. I certainly shouldn't need to tell me both Mashiach and Kinyan of Kesef. Well, okay, but maybe it's an option. I mean, maybe it's telling you, you can use either Mashiach or Mamon. Whereas by a Jew, you could use only Mashiach or not Mamon. Maybe that's what it means. So, no, by a Jew, it doesn't mean that. By a Jew, it means Mashiach. So, it has to be Miyara Mitecha. But from a goy, it's the opposite of miyad amitecha. So what would have been amitecha? Just like amitecha would have been bechoda, you one kinyan out of available kinyanim, apo veiko chavimnami bechada, you do the meshicha alone is kone, by the goy, the kesev alone is kone. Okay, now the next thing you said was, that in the opposite case, where Novik Yochavim gives money to a Jew to buy the Jews the Hema, Bidinehem, again Bidinehem, Apati Shalom HaShach Kana, even though there was no Mashiach, that Pachazim and Abachara, Lukhara, Midiyaraisa. We were just talking about an actual tour, and now that's it. You'll notice. The Gemara seems to make this dependent on the Kinyonim that I learn out from the Torah. I mean, why don't we simply say what we always say, that we're going to go into the question on Ahmed Beis about the machlokas of what the Ikadin of Kinyan is for Yisroel, machlokas for Yotel and Rishlokish, about whether a Jew is actually Mos, Konos, Vinyaraisa, and so on. The much most of the sugya is that we're not willing to say that the Chachamim were Koveya, the Kinyanim, in this way. Why don't we, so I don't have a Kavachomer from the Pasuk, no? Isn't it enough that were koveya, how to do a kinyan, mashma that the kliyas of how to do a kinyan won't help you for a diraisa. We want to potter you for the din of b'chor. Normally, we say, first let's define bialas. That bialas can be defined by the convention that the chachamim give it. Then we do the Torah says, what's the din if you are a bialan? You're chayav and b'chorah. But usually we say that that type of halacha min rabbanan is mahani al diraisa. It defines what the status is, and then the din diraisa kicks in. Mashma over here that we wouldn't have said that. This too is a very important question in the Pesukim. In terms of what type of issues would we say that the din d'rabbanan defines the diraisa? Again, this is nageh also. The kinyan for chometz, if you want to sell your chometz for Pesach. Okay, so now you said it in the other way around. Now, what does this mean in the second part of the braisa? When it says b'dinayim, so even with b'dinayim the gufe, again, is it the goy? Remember, a very interesting thing: a goy can buy a Jew. We know that because in the parsha of geula. It talks about how to buy a Jew back from a guy who has purchased him. Now, obviously, that's talking about where you are able to enforce your laws against the guy. And you can't walk in and say, sorry, no Jew works for an idol worshiper and walk out with him. You can't do that. He owns him fair and square. You want to get him back from himself. From himself. Same way you buy a guy from himself. He gives the money to his family, and now he's your rabbi. Same thing. So now, we know that a goy can buy a Jew. And maybe that's the point. So now we'll make a kal v'chomer. If a goy can own a Jew's body through a kinyan kesed, so kosher kid should be able to buy a Jew's animal with a kinyan kesed. There you go. So l'chora, it makes perfectly good sense. See, is that what it means? Did he name the goofy? You're going to say a kal v'chomer in gufo shel Yisrael sefi to be kerna, the body of a Yisrael, the kesef. How do we know the kesef? Because in the parsha of Gula it says mikesef miknato, that you're supposed to now reduce the value of the money prorated by year of how much he bought the Yisrael for. So mamana lo kol shekein. Again, I could say the same thing on that as I said before. A Yisrael mi Yisrael yochiyah, a Jew who buys a Jew, proves that that isn't true. Because he could be kona the goof of an Eved Ibri with Kesef, but if he comes to be kona his animal, he has to do Meshicha, and giving money is insufficient. So what does B'dinayim mean? It means B'dinayim Shepaskala Em Torah. Where did the Torah define that the din is that a guy is kona with Kinyan Kesef? Because it also says v'chitim kirum memkar la'amitecha. Same thing. Same pasuk of kinyan miyad amitecha is a pasuk of mechira la'amitecha. So la'amitecha, you have the same type of mechira, which is miyad liyad, that is to say a meshicha, in which I transfer my end into yours. Hala oveit kochavim b'kesef. I'll ask you maybe. It means the opposite, that an Oved Kochavim cannot take a formal possession. He has to take actual possession in order to own. And klal lo, he doesn't have any kinyanim that are formalized kinyanim. Ah, come on, that's impossible. Isn't it a kal v'chomer? If we know for a fact that a goy can take formal possession of a Jew through mamayim, so mamona lo kochkev, he's only coming to take possession of the Jew's animal. He should be able to take possession through Momon. Well, maybe it means for Novik Yechavim you need two kinyan. You need to have the Mashiach together with the Momon. Adi Gatarate. Well, no. He can be kind of gufo be'echa, just with Momon. So to be kona is pora, he needs more than that. Momon of a shine. Okay, but maybe it's an option. In other words, maybe he should do either Mashiach or Momon. Same oba oba. No, that's the Jumil Amitecha. Just like Amitecha is Be'achat, Alpha Viko Kavim Nani, Be'achat. And now wait a sec. How about according to Amema? We know that Amema's Shita is that Meshicha Ba'avik Kavim is Kainat. How did he get that? He says that another Kohen can be Kohen Mashiach. Now, I don't understand. I thought you just proved from the puff that that isn't true. I mean, now look, if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan holds that we should not learn out from this pasuk that only Mashiach is Kena, because Rabbi Yochanan holds Dvar Torah Ma'ot Kena, and that Dafka, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Dafka money, a Dovra Nitin Miyad Liyad, that is a Kena, and that he learns out from the pasuk V'natan HaKesev V'Kamlo. When you give money, that's when it's Kamlo, that's when you have a Kenyan, and not Mashiach, was lo Mashiach lo mahani. So then, if Mashiach is insufficient, then now this word la'amitecha helps us to say that la'amitecha, hani la'amitecha b'ketev lo b'kachavim b'mashiach. So then we would learn the exact opposite. For your friend, the Jew, kinyan ketev works, but for a guy, kinyan ketev doesn't work. You need to have dafka Mashiach. Okay, so then he does the whole thing in reverse. No, Mashiach alone. Elizabeth Rish Lakish. But if he holds like Rish Lakish, who says that, come on, Mashiach is Mefurish Menatera. I mean, it says Miyad. Miyad means something you take out of his hand. That's Mashiach. So then I don't get it. So now what are you going to learn? Now you're really up the creek. You're going to say, Lamitecha is Miyad. And that's the Mashiach. But for another to come in, it's also for Mashiach. So then why does it say Lamitecha? It's Lamitecha Lamali. Says Amemar, if Amemar holds like Rish Lakish, what would Amemar say to you? He'd say to you, will you read the rest of Pasuk for God's sake? It says, O Kenemi Amitecha, Lo Tonu Ishet Achiv. Don't cheat. So the Pasuk is coming to tell me, this din of the Onah is not said by an Akum. It's some of the end of the pasuk is what is going on. If you're Kena from your friend, then lo tonuru. But if you're not Kena from your friend, then there's no issue of lo tonuru. That's what he would say. So la amitecha atamach zero na'a. What I just said actually is not really true. Because as the Rambam speaks out very clearly in the Mishnah, the issur of cheating a guy is absolute. You see, the Gemara says the Pharisee before in Chulin, even Gneva Das for an Akram Zot, you're not allowed to send him a Yerach with a Gidan Roshan. So obviously, you're not allowed to cheat him. So the question here, the Gemara is going to get into the Shiloh of Zelas Akram. The Shiloh, it's the Arisa, the Rabbonim. But you're certainly not allowed, says the Rambam. That it's Tuabas Hashem Kol Osei Avla. Kol Osei Avla. Anybody who acts in this fashion is disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't matter who you act this way. Is it an Avla? It's an Avla. When you're screwing around with this person. Even in just, it's just worse than an Isser in a sense. It's a Tueva. Now the Shaila of whether there's a formal Isser and an but what we're talking about over here is whether you have to be Magzer or not. In other words, let's say you end up discovering that you charge them too much. Not that you intended to. You charge them too much. Are you mechuyev now to give a background? Is there a bitul mecha in the case of a not? And so on and so forth. That depends on being meitzi, the akum from there. So there, that's how a Amemar would say it. Says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. Lichnani, the pasuk says the finish lo tonu ish et achiv. Why do I need the amitach from the beginning of the pasuk? If it says that the dinim of onah apply dafka to achicha, don't I know that they don't apply to a kanani? I need now another pasuk amitecha. Ah yes, but the chad bekanani, but chad behegdesh. There's two separate issues over here. There is la amitecha in terms of your ethnic group. So that's the Amitabha, but it's also Achiv. And that's as opposed to the ownership of Hagdash. It's not Achiv. Okay, so you need both. The Tzricha, and you need both. Because Rachman Achad, let's say the Torah would have said only one. I would have said, well, maybe Knani is not a din of another. Hagdash, maybe there's even a bigger din of a nami. I mean, the Torah wants you to be scrupulously exact when it comes to Hegdash. So therefore, I need to have both. Now, this doesn't make sense if you hold it's only if you hold that the gzela of an akum is aser. So now I say, so gzela is aser, so is ona'ah. If I cheated him, I have to give it back. So I need the bus to tell me that no, that's not true. You need the iser kol mishri ona'ah. But if you hold that gzela shel knani is mutter, so kol shekein ona'ah is mutter. I mean, you get an outright stolen property, you don't have to give him back. So of course you can't know, you don't have to give him back. Why would I need a pasuk? I give up. Look, I mean, that is no way out of it. If I name our holds and Gzela is mutter, therefore I do not need a pasuk to tell me that I'm not as mutter, then I can't hold like Rish Lakish. If I hold the Rish Lakish, then the pasuk has no meaning. Miyad HaMitzakha was. It can't be coming to tell me, oh no, obviously, oh no. So therefore, I can't have the same din that Yisrael is the Mashiach and Akum is the Mashiach.
Haven't we survived the Goyish sins of the Sunni of the steal from the Goyish, having the spares to eat?
That's a good question.
The Kanani, that's their way by far.
Mason. Halakha
Gruta. It's a halakha.
What? Hamema didn't say anything. All Hamema said is that you could be, that Goy is kind of a Mashiach. We are trying to make the pasuk work out. Alib Damayma, we don't really know what Hamema holds. No. Rabbi also is talking about only Kenyan. This question is the shayla of how to learn the pasuk if that's the way you hold. Nobody says it, the Pharisee. We're thinking what someone would say if they hold both of Amema as a Rish Lakish. Fine. But the mice, the Rama Paschim, Zelos, Akum is also, and so on. The question is sometime, maybe it's only Drabbana, but from this Sugya, we see that it's the right, so what everybody has, some of those who say that it's only Drabbana. Mace. Now we have a shayla from the following. It says, "Halokeach gruta otimin ovet kafavim." If you're buying broken pieces of metal, we call junk nowadays. We use gruta ot for a scrap of any kind. And gruta ot here means gruta ot of broken statues and things like that. And you find an icon in it. Matzabava das kafavim. You find an icon in the shipment. So now the question is, you're going to have a big problem over here because you're not allowed to be Menah. And once you buy it, you can't be Mavatel, the Avodah Zarah. Because an Avodah Zarah, a Jew, has no Bittah. So what do you do? Zimachlo Natan Ma'ot Mashach. If you did the Mashiach before you paid, then Yavzir, you just give back the whole thing. Ve'imisha Natan Ma'ot Mashach. But if you paid already, then there's nothing to do. You're going to have to throw it into the Yama Melech, Yolech HaNali Yama Melech.
Why
does
he
give
back the
Alpha
and give back the Icon? Why does he give back the Alpha?
Well, you don't have to, but it means that you can't take possession. If the guy says, oh, look, I'm sorry, you know, it's all or nothing, so send it back. Obviously, if you want to restructure the deal, restructure the deal. You're trying to avoid paying for it, right? So fine, that's a new deal. You're telling me now you only want to buy 90%. Okay, so we'll make a new deal. I'm not sure I want to sell you 90%. I want somebody who's going to buy it. You can't say, just take off the price. And you have to renegotiate.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. Now the question is, I thought you just said that ma'ot or kona, when it comes to a goy, why is this price of talking about Mashiach? This doesn't make sense over here. Well, we'll have to say, the goy was makabel that all of the laws should be defined as they are in Dinah Yisrael. But if that's the case, what does it have to do with paying money? So why does it say if you didn't pay in Dinah Yisrael, Mashiach is Kena without paying? So what would it have to do with paying money? That doesn't make sense. See, Yaki Ma'ot Lamali. No, 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 Kikama. What it doesn't mean that you really needed to give the money. It means even if you gave the money, only if you were Moshe Chin, and if not, not. Now, obviously, this doesn't make sense in the first part. The first part says if you didn't make the money, didn't pay the money, you return it. We're going to ask that. But we're trying to get away from the second part. So, what about the first part? First part says, even if you did Mashiach, as long as you didn't give the money, you can return it. That's a different reason, says Abaye. That's because it's a Mechatos. Omar Le'Rabo, what do you mean? The Rashi for Mechatos? Why isn't the Seif also Mechatos? What's the difference whether you paid the money or you didn't pay the money? You took possession, you're going through this junk pile, and you find an icon that you didn't know was there. And so now you say, oh gee, I'm sorry, Jews don't buy icons. Sorry, we cancel all order. What's the difference whether you paid or you didn't pay?
Why
didn't they
make a
story? Because the goyim and the buyers, the Mechatos, I never intended to buy icons. I intended to buy scrap metal.
So I can't the goyim announce again about his battle over the stand?
Because if I took possession, then he can't be my battle. I kind of a Jew. He says the Mechatos is that you should know, sir, that Jews don't buy icons. Elo Amar Rabba. Therefore, says Rava, obviously and technically speaking, both the Reisha and the Sefer are Mechatos. That's for sure. However, in the Reisha where no money exchanged hands, Reisha, lo yoy zuzi, lo mystic avodas kakomi biyad yisrael, someone who sees the return is not going to think that anything happened. But if when I return the shipment to you, you give me money, so now, that's just the opposite. You're selling it. So then, Sefer, the Yad Zuzi, Mishnik Avodah Shekomah Biyad Yisrael, in the Sefer where you're getting money back, so then it's no good, because there, indeed, it looks like you're taking money for Avodah Shekomah. So therefore, it's a difference. That's not a, it's a technical difference, but not in Iker Din, it would be the same. Abaya says, Abaya Amalacha, the Reisha is a real Mechatos. The Sefer is not. And I don't think it's because of the Gezerah. I mean, the point is like this. So the Reisha is a Mechatos and Lo Yada. The Lo Yada like Zuzi. Normally, a guy, a junk dealer, does not go through his junk. Okay? Makes a deal. The guy tells him, look, I have 3 tons of junk. He says, okay, fine. He says, like the lot buyer. The lot buyer doesn't. He doesn't know what he's getting into precisely. He wants to make sure he gets the lot. Now, before he actually pays, he wants to know more about it. Right? So then, at the point where he's ready to hand over the money, there he looks through it to make sure that everything is okay. That's what a big sofer does. That's the first look for the day. We don't have time now to sit through. If we make a deal, then I'll go through it. So if he's paying money, why don't you look through it? So that was his responsibility. What do you mean? You paid us some money? I mean, you didn't want to bother looking through it. You know there was a chance there was something here. You paid your money. You're obviously mochel on any demands for Mechatos. So over there, it indeed is not a Mechatos. But in the ratio where I thought I paid, I agree, and I'm going to pay you. I don't pay you until I look. I look, I see, I say, sorry, I don't buy things that have idols in it, and I send it back. So therefore, the Reisha, the Mechatos, the Lord Yadah, how is he supposed to know? Oh, Lord Yadah, he hasn't paid for it. But the Sefer was paying for it. That's the point. It's not the union of the Kenyan. It's the union of the Mechatos that is defined by the money. So it's not a Mechatos, even the Yadah is it. If he paid the money already, he knows that then if he's about to take possession, then he better know what he's taking possession of. And only then, only then he should take possession. Rav Ashi says, look, I don't like this shot over here that we're talking about. He made an agreement to be done with it. I'd say, Minaresha Meshicha Eina Kainoha. And if you read it like any normal reader, what is it saying? In the Resha, it's saying Meshicha is not Eina, correct? Saying if you didn't pay, You don't have a problem, even if you did Bashir. That's fine, because that's the law, and as far as I'm concerned, this is simply following the norms of halacha. It's telling you, you didn't pay, you're not paying it for a guard. That's all. Now, if that's a given, how do I understand the Sefer? Because why does the Sefer mention Mashiach? I'll tell you very simply. I say, in the Sefer also Mashiach isn't Kena. So you'll say to me, if the Sefer isn't Kena, why does it mention Mashiach? Why doesn't it just mention them to Tinat Maot? For no reason. I did it on a Reisha Mashiach, but a Sefer Nami Mashiach. And the Reisha is trying to tell me that the Mashiach is meaningless. So fine, so it says the word Mashiach. And therefore, the Sefer also mentions the word Mashiach, but it's not, doesn't really mean it. Ravina says, I said just the opposite. The Sefer is clearly saying that Mashiach is Kena, because it says if he's Moshe, that it's too late. Therefore, we'll have to assume that the Reisha is also talking about Mashiach Kena. So then, if that's the case, what's the issue over here? Obviously, it has to be talking about Shekibel Alav Lodun B'dinei Yisrael, as we said. So what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is when it says, Yachzor, it means Yachzor B'dvarim. It means you can not keep your words. That's what it means. The guy says, now wait a second. Hey, listen, Jew boy, you agreed to buy this. He said, well, but there was no formal kinyan. What is formal kinyan? Did we or did we not have an agreement? So if you do to a Jew, you're not allowed to do this. You can't have Chazora, Dvarim, because when you make an agreement, you have to keep your agreement. So Dvarim, Yesh Ben Mishum, Mechusrei Amana. Normally we say Dvarim alone, an agreement alone without any Kinyan, to be Chazorbo is called Mechusrei Amana. But Ani Mila Yisrael, Mi Yisrael, that's Dafka, where it's understood that people keep their word. So when one Jew buys from the other, boy, it's exchanged, huh? Yes. So when one Jew buys from another, where Yisrael keep their words, you have to keep the word to Yisrael. But when you buy from an Akum, since they don't keep their word, you're not going to keep your word. Ino lo kaima b'diburayo, lo.